You're listening to This Boy Elroy, episode number 16. This is Adam, and I had a really, really great day today. So today is October 5th, 2005, and there was a protest across the country, across the world, really. It was in other countries, but primarily in the United States to oppose the Bush regime. So I found out about this initially through Yeast Radio. There was a comment, someone left a comment on Yeast Radio on a previous episode saying, you know, there's going to be a protest across the country. So I found out about it and I looked at it there and I got some information about it. And then also Richard Bluestein on Yeast Radio, he also made a post dedicated to this protest and I read about it and I listened to the MP3 that you may have heard that I posted on this feed from Olympia Dukakis calling everybody to action. And I thought that the call to action for this particular protest was just terrific. I thought all of the talking points were exactly what I'm unsatisfied with our current government. And so I thought I really wanted to be a part of this. Now, the thing is I live in Dallas, Texas. And not only am I in, you know, arguably one of the most conservative states in the United States, I am also probably in one of, you know, the most, I think, apathetic cities in the country. You know, and if you went onto theworldcantwait.net, you'd see that a lot of other cities in Texas, like Houston and Austin and San Antonio, they all had these, you know, pretty substantial events planned for this day. And in Dallas, there was just like, you know, some post saying, meet at Dealey Plaza, which is where Kennedy got shot at 7 p.m. Results will be announced later, or like more plans will be announced later. But I was still resolved to go, even though that it seemed sketchy. And I had already resolved the night before on Wednesday night that said, you know, I was thinking, look, you know, I think 7 o'clock is kind of late. There's no one really downtown at 7 o'clock. I'm going to go down there after work. And if I'm alone, I'm alone. I'll do it alone, you know, because I wanted to. I'm so fed up with everything. I just had to get out there and just say something. I could not sit around. I didn't want to miss this opportunity again. So I was pretty much prepared to go down there alone. And then today I was checking throughout the day. I was checking the World Can't Wait site over and over again. And just to see if maybe there was some kind of update. And I contacted people through people at the Dallas Peace Center. I emailed people at the Dallas Peace Center and because they had the event on their calendar and nobody emailed me back. And I tried to email people that were doing it. There was an event in a suburb north of Dallas called Lewisville. And they said that after their event was done, they were coming down to Dallas. And I emailed the person that posted that event and asked them for more details, and nobody answered me. And I emailed the guy who posted the event in Dallas, and nobody answered me. So, and I was like really trying to get people to, like, I was trying to find out more details, and I was really trying to get people to go to this thing. And I even went on the night before, and you'll hear this, I have some binaural recording of the protests It's kind of, it's sad, but at the same time, it was a beautiful, beautiful experience because there were only five of us that showed up, but it actually turned out to be really good. And I'll let you listen to that, and then I'll give you my thoughts afterwards on why it turned out to be really good. But so I kept checking and checking throughout the day. Nobody was answering me. I blitzed all of the meetup.com, like Dallas liberals, North Texas Democrats, the Cowtown Democrats, which is the Fort Worth people. And I blitzed their message boards on Meetup, and I said, come to the protests, you know, contact me. If you want to go, let me know. I'm going to be there. I heard nothing. And I was still like, you know, look, I'm going. I had already made signs. I made a reversible sign. One side said pro-America, anti-Bush. The other side said keep theocracy out of democracy. And then I made a really big sign that said, I have a picture of it here. I forgot what it said. I get the order all messed up. No more torture, no more war, no more lies, no more Bush. Okay. So I made these signs. I was like ready to go. I'm like, I was so just riled up. I was ready to go. And then I checked, and then I saw that somebody had posted a new event for Dallas, meet at City Hall at 4:30. So I did, and I went with my friend Kim, actually. She was going to go down because she's taking classes in downtown Dallas at a community college there. She's taking some religion classes, just like world religion. She wants to learn about world religions, which is pretty cool. I think it's a good idea to have an understanding of them. Anyway, I convinced her to skip class, because once she saw my signs that I had made when we came back to my house to pick them up and she was going to drop me off downtown, she was like, maybe I'll hang out with you. And so that was part of like why the day was so cool also, is because I got one person to want to come down there and do it that wasn't going to do it and that was kind of trepidatious about doing it. So that was really cool. I was so proud, like, that, you know, she saw the signs and she's like, oh, I want to see your signs. And I showed them to her and she was like, wow, okay, you know, maybe I'll hang out with you. And then eventually I got her to stay down there with us. So it was really cool that I got her to like get involved. And so that was like, that was one good thing that I was like, yay, you know, I accomplished something. I got one person, you know, to get involved. But so I'm going to let you hear some of the binaural recordings of the protest, if that's what you want to call it. But then I'll give you my thoughts on it afterwards.
All right, you want to hold this sign too? You want to put your water in my bag?
How did you guys hear about it?
I went to theworldcan'twait.net.
Really?
Yeah, how did you hear about it?
I posted that.
Oh, you're Angelina?
Yeah.
Sweet, I'm Adam. Yeah, I tried to post one last night. By the way, I have a podcast also.
Oh,
so I'm like recording this. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we brought 10 signs just in case.
Awesome.
People show up and they need.
Yeah, I like went online last night and blitzed all of the.
He found it.
Yeah, and I blitzed all of the meetup places too, and like posted in the forums that this was happening today. So
good, glad y'all are here. Never been a good protest.
Just especially on the school night.
I'm Anne.
Excellent. Hi, I'm Adam.
Adam,
nice to meet you. Hi, Nikos. Nice to meet you. I'm Adam.
You guys are here.
Hi. Well, I'll shake your finger.
I don't want to drink my water, though.
You can do that.
God, I wish I'd worn shoes.
I'm buying you dinner.
Five people! Yay!
Yeah! Sweet. The dart police.
What did he say? I'm just reading your sign.
Oh, okay.
I was like, when are we getting like arrested by the dart police?
The DART police are going to come get us. The transit police. By the transit police. Are you guys going to Dealey at 7 too? Do you know what's happening there at 7?
No, we thought we emailed a person who
I did too, yeah. Yeah, same with me. Apparently the people from Louisville though are coming down here at 7 or something, but I emailed that person and they didn't respond either, so. It's great. There's two other people down here. People like are looking at us like with like these faces of wonder. They're like, "What are they doing?" Wow, people in Dallas. Like they're not angry. They're not with us. They're just like shocked, really. They're just like maybe it takes them a while to read.
Yeah.
All right.
Drive out the bus regime!
Yeah! Woo!
This was last minute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because I know about the one over there at Dealey Plaza.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one showed up this afternoon.
Yeah, if you want to take it apart. If he doesn't have a sign, go ahead. Okay.
Pissed off.
There you go. You can look pissed off with us.
Well, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for coming.
The other one is huge. Because it's been up, you know, for some time.
The Dealey Plaza one?
Yeah.
You think there's going to be more people there at that one? Or?
Well, that they announced their thing, that thing, you know, a week ago. So people know about it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know about this because I was looking to see if anything changed on that one, and I saw, hey, there's a
yeah, problem. That's what I was doing. I was looking to see if anything
this
changed.
Last second.
I know. I should have done it earlier.
It's okay.
I'm
we're here.
It's all right.
The media is pretty much ignoring all the protests that are going on around. Like, the only blurb I saw about it was a mention in, like, the San Jose Mercury Sun-Times or whatever about the buses, some of the bus lines being closed in San Francisco because of a war protest.
Well, you know, it'd be pretty embarrassing for the media to show up and film
five people.
Yeah, it would.
You know? So give me your thoughts.
Yeah.
I was just going to drop him off.
Hey, it's me, and I talked to you earlier, and you said you were working, but if you're interested in protesting, there's something going on at Dealey Plaza. It starts at 7, but we're all headed, all of the City Hall people are headed over, they're all in the car, headed
there's
over to Dealey Plaza, and so that's going to be later, so if you're interested in showing up, there's...
Protesting in Marcus.
That's
where the problem is.
We get arrested there.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Where?
Neiman Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dart would arrest us.
My mom would be so happy.
So mad. Nobody cares.
I know.
Nobody here cares.
I get so discouraged because no one here cares. I'm like, I'm going to move to Austin or something, you know? Like.
Well, I originally was planning to go to New York.
Really?
Just this week. For the protests there and the march and everything, because you know it's going to be a big deal there.
Well, actually, it's, you know, it's, like I was telling her, it's more brave for just a few people.
Yeah,
I agree.
It means
rather
more,
than just, you know, being an ant lost in the sea.
In the sea. Mm-hmm.
But it just feels
good.
Like, yeah.
To be around all those people that care about the same things that you do.
So huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, last year when we were here, we said,
uh-huh.
March and hundreds of people, and of course we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should exchange emails, and then, you know, we can organize it for next year.
Yes.
For sure.
Definitely.
And I think, there needs to be, like, infiltration with the Dallas Peace Center. I think we need to, like...
Dallas County and Democrats?
Yeah, and then, like, there's, like, the Cowtown Democrats, they're the Fort Worth people up on Meetup and everything, and then there's, like, the North Texas Liberals on Meetup and everything. And,
yeah.
Well, also, I was confused about the all these Democrat and Liberal meetups, because they're all having meetings after the elections. Like,
really?
In late November. And I'm like, shouldn't you be having a meeting before the election so you can go out and, like, canvass neighborhoods and stuff or whatever?
Yeah, that is strange.
I'm like, okay, what is this? Just, like, gonna meet up and, like, go to Chili's or something? Like, get a margarita.
Hey, we're gonna head back.
Alright, call me back.
We're gonna head out. Hi. Sorry. Yeah. But,
Hey, let me call you right back.
I have your email. And you can
oh, you
number.
Do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I emailed you today. I was like,
yes.
Oh, like, what's going on?
Oh, I didn't get it.
So it's all right. And it's the Gmail account, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got
yes.
your email.
Okay, good.
So do you want to do another one of these before the election?
Yes. I think we should do two more.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Here?
Yes.
I like it here.
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
So just email me.
Sounds good.
Oh,
sounds
so
good.
Nice
it was nice meeting
guys.
You.
I'm so glad.
Thanks for the ride.
Thanks for the ride and everything.
No
and just, yeah. Put it in here.
I just want to carry your bag.
Why? Thank you.
Hey.
We'll bring another sign next time. Take care. We're going to head out.
That's that. Hey,
sorry.
Well, they were here a lot
take
earlier.
Care. It was nice meeting you.
Leave your sign.
Have I got your email yet?
No.
I had already contacted the sign when I saw this, you know, because I didn't even find out about this yesterday.
Right.
DBAW, move on. Oh,
okay.
And so I had contacted them and I told them, I said, please, let me do this. If you want, I will send this out. We'll have this to where
next
you're not
Thursday
wondering where in the hell it's going to be, what time it's going to be, and everything
right.
else.
Right.
And so, and we've done this several times with VVAW and everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And so, if I can get your email, I can let you know when something's going to happen. And
sure.
It's like what we were talking about before, is that I think we need to, I think the frequency, we may need to step this up.
Yeah, I think we need.
Before,
I think we do.
Before the election.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the one thing we have to guard against is after these elections, you don't just go away.
Right, right. I agree.
It's a sad thing. And all of a sudden, before the war started, we had such an anti-war thing.
Yeah, I know.
And then the war started, and it just melted
away. Yeah, everyone was like, okay, whatever. What's your email address?
My email is www.v3. I hate keystrokes, so I try to keep things as simple as possible.
Sounds good. Thank you.
But if you could, just send me an email so that I have your email.
What's your name?
I'm Bill.
Bill.
But what we're going to try and do, see, if this were done, I'm telling you, the first thing we would have wanted to do was probably contact the news media and have the news media cover it.
Right.
In some way. Because if you contact them and they know about it and they see it and everything like this, they feel like they got to at least show up. Now, they may never show it. And whatever they show may, especially if it's Fox News, they're going to show it in a totally negative light.
Absolutely.
But at least they're going to be there. And that just the exposure, just to hope that one of them will say something.
Right.
It's got to start somewhere.
I mean,
I
agree.
It's just like this right here.
I know.
There may be only this many of us, but you know what?
If you make some people pause and think about
yeah.
it, then
and
you've
I'm
accomplished
sure,
something.
I'm sure the civil rights movement started with about 5 or 6 people.
Sure did. Yep.
You know?
Well, it was nice meeting you, Bill. I'll email you, and we'll keep in touch.
Excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, for
Bye.
Sure.
Okay. So you heard basically like little snippets of the evening when I went to the protest with my friend Kim. And so... Some of the things that you heard was that, like, you know, many of us were kind of upset at how pathetic the turnout was. I mean, 5 people, 5, 6 people. So we met at City Hall, and then I met up with Ange, and she was the woman who posted the event for the 4:30 event at City Hall. So we met her and everything, and she was great. It was so cool, and she brought her friends. I forget the other woman's friends, and the guy's name was Nikos, And they were there, and they had all these signs and everything, and they were great. It was so much fun. And then another guy showed up. I forget his name, but he was handing out these DVDs with movies on them or something. That he had like 300 DVDs that he was like with all this, you know, like anti-war protests around the world and some other stuff. I need to review them, and you know, I'm gonna look at them, and if there's some interesting stuff on there, you know what I'll do is I'll put it on the feed here and I'll distribute it on the feed here so everyone can look at it and get all that stuff. So he had like 300 copies of these DVDs ready to hand out to people. So he was prepared. So the one thing at this point that I was really excited about, although that there were only six of us at this point, I was really excited that, you know, we had six people here that were really into it. You know, of course, if there's only six people out there, those people are probably like really into it, right? So I was really excited about that I was getting the opportunity to meet these people and connect with them. So that was a really, really great thing. Eventually we decided that it was the best thing to do was to go over to Dealey Plaza. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Dallas, Dealey Plaza is where Kennedy got shot. And so it's a huge public space that was created in the 30s as part of the Works Progress Administration, their effort to give people jobs and also beautify cities to also, you know, raise morale of the people, not only by giving them jobs, but also by creating a pride in where you're from. Because, you know, public spaces create pride, and they also encourage people to get out and meet each other and community and exchange ideas. So, and also given the history of the place, I think it was a really good choice. And it's also a very high traffic area because the three main streets, Elm, Main, and Commerce Street that go through downtown Dallas, that's where those streets originate. It's really like the grand entrance to downtown Dallas. So there's a lot of traffic down there. So we decided to head over to Dealey Plaza, and we went over there and, you know, we set up our signs and everything, and we got a lot of great response from people. We got a lot of honks in agreement. We got a lot of thumbs up. We got a lot of people like, you know, saying, you know, kind of motioning yes, and people were smiling in their cars. I mean, you could see their faces while they were driving by. We got a lot of, you know, people flipping us off too. And there was like this one guy in particular, he was on a Hummer, and I was like, figures, you know, but, a lot of people were flipping us off, which I don't even understand, because the whole general message of most of our signs were peace. You know, we want peace. We don't want lies. We don't want war. We don't want torture. I don't understand how someone could flip that off. It's just, it makes no sense to me, you know? Anyway, it doesn't matter. it's a cloud. I'm a mountain. I'm like Matt Blender, and I'm doing my Buddhist moment. I'm a mountain, and that's a cloud. I'm going to let it float by me. Okay, good. So, but the thing that I noticed the most of was that most people, honestly, simply just don't care. And it's shocking. Absolutely shocking just to see people making, well, there's people that just don't see it, and they're just on their cell phone, and they're just, you know, it's text to them, so it doesn't mean anything. If, you know, maybe I should make a billboard with Paris Hilton or something in a speech bubble saying I hate Bush or something, but maybe that would help. But it's amazing how many people I felt were making a conscious effort to ignore it. They were just like, I don't see that. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm not going to think about it. I don't want to think about the fact that our president supports torture. I don't want to think about the fact that this war in Iraq is completely unjustified and illegal. I don't want to think about the fact that this president and my government overall is lying to me. I don't want to think about that, you know, our government's becoming a theocracy more and more every day. So that's the thing that was really kind of creepy, is that people were just making such a conscious effort, in my opinion, just to not look at what we were doing. And that was creepy. But I feel great though. I'm not going to let that ruin my day. I'm not going to let the people flipping us off ruin my day, because number one, even though I was prepared to go down there alone and just do it alone, and when I got to the time, when I got to City Hall, I thought that, you know, that Angie person wasn't going to show because nobody was there. I got there like at, you know, 4:50 and nobody was there, but then she showed up and I was like, yeah, awesome. But the thing is, I was prepared to do it alone because it was really important to me. Excuse me. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I don't care if I have to be the only person in Dallas that does this. I'm going to do it. But I didn't have to do it alone. So that was awesome. I got to meet these people and I got to connect with them. And the great thing is that we were talking and we're going to make this better. We're going to make more of these events here in Dallas. And actually, I mean, you heard Angie, me talking to Ange, that we want to get two more of these events in, just two more kind of protests at Dealey Plaza, because they're really high traffic. It's a really high traffic area. We want to get two more protests, just get people out there with signs, getting the message across that, you know, this is unacceptable. This whole administration is unacceptable. This Congress is unacceptable. You know, we want change. And so just getting the message out there that we exist, because someone, and I can't find this recording, and I think it was just a blurb, but I couldn't find it in my binaural recording, was like remarking about how, you notice how the people who are like in agreement with us are kind of like, they're kind of hiding, like, or like some of the people that are in agreement with us, they're kind of hiding it. They don't want other people to see that they agree. And I mean, maybe he was just seeing things, but I think that is a lot of the case with people in the United States. They're afraid to speak out. You know, I was afraid to go to this thing. I was all last night, I was thinking, I'm going to go to this thing alone. I'm going to be the only person there, and I'm probably going to get heckled. And I was scared, but I kept thinking over and over again in my mind, I have to go do this. I have to. And I have to just get over this fear. You know, and in the words of John F. Kennedy himself, you know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. I just had to get over it. And I'm glad that I went, because now I got to meet all these like awesome people that I'm going to connect with, and we're going to plan more events. So I'm really excited. I thought it was a great day. We got a lot of positive feedback, and we're going to work on getting more of this. So if you're in the Dallas area and you listen to my podcast and you're interested in participating in a protest at any time, it'd be great if we could get a lot of people out before the elections. But we like that guy, I forget his name, Bill, I guess. He's actually a Vietnam. He's part of the VVAW. He's a Vietnam veteran against war. So he was down there with us. He met up with us at Dealey Plaza, and you know, he was talking. He tried to contact worldcan'twait.net, and actually, when I got home, Brad was telling me the reason why that there was really is just kind of pathetic in Dallas is that the other cities in Texas actually have chapters for World Can't Wait. So you know, I think he sounds like somebody who's adept, and I think I'm gonna mention that to him, to Bill. And when I write him an email that, you know, maybe he can get some information about starting a chapter and he can kind of spearhead that, since he's already involved with Vietnam Veterans Against War. So I'm going to suggest that to him also, because, you know, it was just really pathetic. A city this size, you know, there's there's like 5 or 6 million people now in the metro area here in Dallas. A city this size, even though it's in one of the most conservative states in the U.S., and even though it's Dallas, there should be more than 5 people protesting the war. There certainly should be more than 5 people. And so it's just a matter of getting the word out. And there was, I have to say that there was a real lack of organization, and there was a real lack of mobilization of people. And I'm seriously going to contact the Dallas Peace Center and, you know, just send them a friendly email, but at the same time, kind of give them a piece of my mind and just be like, you know, where were you? So that kind of thing. Because that was just like, what's the point of having a peace center if you're not going to go and like spread your message? So it's just a little bit irritating. But again, I'm a mountain and that's a cloud. So it was great. I got to connect with all these people, and we're going to do two more. So if you're in the Dallas area, please email me at thisboyelroy@gmail.com, and I'll give you information. Come out and join us, please. That would be great. And what else? Oh, so one other thing I wanted to mention is that Kim actually noticed like an odd kind of police-looking car driving by. And then I said, after a while, I said, "Oh, that's a Department of Homeland Security car." And she said, "Oh, that's the car that drove by before. They've gone around like three times now." And I was like, "Oh, interesting." And then as Kim and I were leaving, we noticed that there were two officers from the Department of Homeland Security up at the corner watching us. So, I mean, I'm sure maybe they were just trying to make sure the scene didn't like get out of hand. But there, by the time when they were watching us, I think there were like maybe 10 of us down there. So I just found that interesting that they were, you know, surveilling us in essence, and, you know, like the Dallas police weren't or something, you know. It was just interesting to note. And, what else? So yeah, I'm just really happy. I'm really pleased. I'm glad I did this, and I'm going to work to make this something better. And I'm just feeling so emboldened, like, doing the AIDS walk last week and then doing this. I feel so great because, you know, I want to do more of this now. And I can see myself very easily becoming addicted to it. And it was great that, like, you know, my friend Kim, she said, you know, "I never thought I'd go to a protest, and even on a school night, you know, just to be fun." And I was like, that's terrific. That's awesome. I'm so glad. And, you know, she came out of it. We got dinner afterwards. And she said, "You know, I feel so great." She says, "I'm in such..." She remarked, like, what a great mood she was in. And I was like, "Do you think it's because you went to this protest?" And she's like, "Yes." She said, you know, that she felt this sense of accomplishment, that she did something, that she wasn't just sitting at home watching the world happen on her television. She went out and she did something. And so I just think that's really amazing. So I look forward to, you know, hopefully she'll want to do some more of this too. So... And I think that's it. So I hope you enjoyed this. It's just kind of, you know, like me sharing my experience and my thoughts and my feelings on this. So we have to get out there and we have to speak out against all this crap that's going on. Because if we don't use this precious, precious right that we have, it'll be taken away. We'll be silenced. You know, and I don't know if I put this in the audio, but at one point, you know, Kim, who'd never done this kind of, I mean, this was my first protest really also. And Kim asked me, you know, when that DART police person pulled up, you know, she said, "They can't do anything to us, right?" And I was like, "No, they can't." And I thought that was very telling because, you know, we shouldn't even live in a society where we think that that's acceptable. You know, that's the First Amendment, freedom of speech, right to assemble. You know, you should be able to go to a public place, hold up a sign that expresses your views, and peacefully express it without even thinking about, can I get thrown into prison for this and held indefinitely? That's like, unfortunately, that's the world we live in now, and that's the country we live in now, where we think that is a very real possibility. So anyway, so that's it. And I can't think of anything else going on. That was my big thing. So I'm so happy. So happy I did it. So all right, everybody. If you want information or comments, whatever, email me at thisboyelroy@gmail.com. And also if you... please go to the site. Sorry. I'm just thinking about so many things. I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited to make this like a new thing in my life. And I'm just thinking out loud, but this is what this podcast is for. I'm just so excited to make this a new part of my life. And I hope maybe that, you know, any one of you listening to this you decide that, you know, you too can make it part of your life, that there's nothing to be afraid of that if you're afraid of it. Because like I said, I was afraid. I was scared I was going to be the only one. And I was scared I was going to get heckled by people or something, you know? But there's nothing to be afraid of, you know? You can sit and wait it out, like Olympia Dukakis says in that call to action, you know? You can sit and wait it out, but, you know, you may be just waiting for a horrible future that you never thought was possible. You know, you may think this is just going to all just like, you know, just blow over and everything's going to be fine. But, you know, history has taught us anything. Those people that sat and like waited it out, you know, they met a horrible, horrible end. So anyway, go to thisboyelroy.com, leave comments, leave me a chingo, everything. And I hope you enjoyed this. I'm sorry the audio was a little bit like gamish and everything, but I recorded over an hour and a half of audio and I just really wanted to bring you like the parts that I thought were interesting and fun and everything. So, but I think it came out okay. And I wasn't really concentrating too much on interviewing people and talking to people that much. I really just wanted to participate and hold up my signs and get the message out. So maybe next time I'll go around and I'll talk to people more and just, you know, get their viewpoints and everything. So not everybody in Texas and not everybody in Dallas is, you know, a conservative, and we're not all for Bush here. So just remember that, you know, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. Even in the places where you think they're not, we're everywhere. So, all right, everybody, take care of yourselves, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye. There's a mountain waiting for me.